Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Well, what is going on, everybody? Welcome into the Bills Mafia Time to Shine on the Buffalo Rumblings Vidcast Network. I'm your host, Joe Miller. What a day of football it was. You know, it's funny to me because before we get into anything, as people are jumping into the green room here, before we get into absolutely anything, it's funny to me because people hate, it seems like on Twitter at least, Bills Mafia. Bills Mafia hates Bills games that are not at 1 o'clock on Sundays. And I just tweeted out today, you know what, for me, I appreciate it. Give me the Buffalo Bills alone at whatever time on a day for the world to watch before anything else. So let me pull up to the buffet table like a fat guy on Sunday at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock and pick whatever game I want to watch. Basically at that point in time, not only whatever game I want to watch, but Red Zone channel, do anything like that. Like, just give me an opportunity to watch whatever. And then give me the Bills alone on Sunday night or the Bills alone on Monday night, which to me, I said was the dessert. So scooch me up to the buffet of football that is the NFL and then give me the Buffalo Bills for dessert. Now, I know there's a lot of people that don't watch other games. I do. So for me, having the ability, the opportunity to watch all those games is fantastic. But you are tuned into watching live, and this will drop as a podcast for game day, tomorrow being Monday, which hopefully by the end of the day will be a victory Monday to the Bills Mafia Time to Shine. And I've got a couple notes. I got some things I want to talk about real quick just before we get to people jumping in. I got a bunch of people in the chat. What's up, Tracy? I see you. What's up, Jason Taylor, Brian Thompson? Dave Thorpe is already in the room. Who else is up in here? Scott Blakely's up in the room. What do we got? Nautica's up in the room. Jessica Tennis is in the room. Everybody's jumping into the room, which is great. But just to run down what happened on Sunday. So the Dolphins lost an embarrassing football game to the Jacksonville Jaguars in Europe. I don't know what to make of this. You know, I made the comment on Wednesday on the Hump Day Hotline with our guest Joe Marino that there is no successful coaching Bill Belichick tree or Bill Belichick coaching tree. You know, Brian Flores is quote unquote from that tree. And let's just be honest, if we can just stop talking about any former Belichick assistants going forward, and if we could stop when assistants do leave Bill Belichick, if we could just get the national media to quit acting like somehow they are Bill Belichick, because they're not. Brian Flores is just going to be another name in a long line of Bill Belichick coaching failures post Bill Belichick. Whether you want to talk about Man Genius or any of those guys that we just had to hear about over and over and over again. But the Dolphins lost today, providing the Jacksonville Jaguars, which I don't even know what to tell you about that franchise, but Tua did not look great. He had a couple passes that just weren't smart. It's funny because he's kind of get run a little bit on Twitter as people are just talking about him throwing to quote unquote the honey hole, which is a Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, probably Justin Herbert pass that Tua just does not have the arm strength to hit, and it backfired. He didn't even reach his intended target. Ball got picked off, but Tua did not play well. Brian Flores does not look great. That football team does not look great. And I couldn't be happier about it. So love you, Dolphins. Keep doing your thing. The Jets were off today. And then a crazy football game in New England is Mac Jones at the end of the game. I don't know how many of you caught this football game at the end, but Mac Jones actually threw two touchdowns on back-to-back throws. The first one was a pick six to Trayvon Diggs. And let's just be honest, he is probably going to be the defensive player of the year at the rate that he's playing if he's able to keep this up. He then threw another pass as soon as they got the ball back and actually beat Trayvon Diggs, who's very aggressive. And I think he threw it to Bourne, deep ball beating Diggs. And then Zuerlein comes back, kicks a field goal from the 49 to tie it up. We go to overtime, and then the Cowboys win that football game on a deep pass to CeeDee Lamb from Dak Prescott. And I must tell you that I have CeeDee Lamb in three of my fantasy leagues, so that made me double happy. I stood in my living room with my arms in the air, giving the touchdown sign to a Dallas Cowboys win for two reasons. Number one, they beat the Patriots. Number two, CeeDee Lamb scored the game-winning touchdown. So I'm all kinds of happy. All kinds of happy right now. The Browns lost today. They moved to 3-3. The Chargers lose today to the Ravens. They moved to 4-2. The Ravens won, and they beat the Chargers. They are at 5-1. And obviously, our Buffalo Bills are looking to move to 5-1 as well. Looking at this football game in Tennessee, which I'm going to be honest with you, I am really, really upset that I am not at this game. I had plane tickets already. I had hotel rooms. I've got a business thing that was supposed to happen this weekend. I was set to be there. My business meeting got moved. And basically, I don't know what to tell you. I just decided it was going to be easier for me not to go. And dude, I have FOMO big time. I have the worst FOMO I've ever had in my entire life. And a lot of it comes from the experience that I had opening week with the Bills Mafia homecoming, the roller skating party that Spence put on, and just all the stuff that happened that weekend. All of my friends, all of my family are all down there right now in Tennessee having the absolute 1,000% time of their lives meeting with Eric Wood, meeting with Andre Reed. All the Bills beat reporters are out and about tonight and hanging around, and they have been all day long. It's where all of us should be right now. I don't know what I got to do to make sure that the Titans come in first place next year so we can play them again next year and hopefully play them in Nashville, but that seems to be the place to go. I am going to get to go to Tampa, so I'm going to the Tampa game, but I really, really wish that I had gone and just made the commitment and bit the bullet and gone to Nashville. But I didn't, and I'm upset. But when we talk about this football game, these people are, like I said, still kind of jumping in the green room. If you want to jump on with me, you want to click that link that I've been providing all over the place. It'll put you in the green room. And then here in a second, in a couple minutes, I'm going to get to all of our people in probably in about 3 minutes. But looking at this game, I think the Buffalo Bills are going to sell out to the run. They're going to do everything they can to stop Derrick Henry. They're going to make Ryan Tannehill beat them, which last year Ryan Tannehill did kind of beat us. I am still of the opinion that that game was somewhat of an outlier, meaning, and what I mean by that is the Bills did not want to be there. Tre'Davious White obviously didn't even travel with that team. But when you look at, Jay Spence said it the best, and he read my mind when he said it on the chop up on Saturday. He said that basically the only player that wanted to be there for that football game was Josh Allen. I agree with that statement. I don't think those guys wanted to be there at all. I don't think it was a situation where they didn't want to play. I think it was just the whole COVID stuff. If you remember this time last year, the COVID thing was scary. And they had, 21 players that had tested positive for COVID. It was crazy. But when I think about them stopping, holistically selling out to stopping Derrick Henry, I think that is the best option. The Bills' run defense has been great. I've got stats. If we have time to get to it, I will. I don't think Ryan Tannehill at this point has the capability, has the guns, has the run to beat the Bills, this Bills defense, the way that it's been playing. Now, obviously, football is about matchups. There's a very, very good chance. Very good chance. I see that Peyton actually just responded and said that he's going to be the Tampa game. Bro, we got to get a beer. That's just what's up. We got to get a beer. So if you're going to be at the Tampa game, I'm going to be at the Tampa game too. Let's hook up. I don't think Tannehill's got what it takes. It'll be interesting to see how this defense plays him and what happens as far as that goes. Derrick Henry is a problem. Derrick Henry is a big problem. However, this defense has contained and done a good job against Derrick Henry, and they are improved over last year. Now, that does not mean that the Bills are going to hold him to under 60 yards rushing again. It just means that the Bills have a better opportunity to beat them. Clearly, you would expect the Titans to do something different than what they've done in the past. We'll see. There's also the fact that Derrick Henry has already caught 14 receptions, 14 balls this year, which I think he caught 15 all of last year. So that just tells you that they are, just like the Bills are morphing and doing different things, the Titans are morphing and doing some different things as well. It'll be interesting to see what the Bills do against Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill. Make no mistake, it's going to be a challenge to stop that dude. That dude is enormous. He's the best running back in football. He's scary. He runs downhill. We'll see what happens. And hopefully they won't be tackling his shoulders. They'll be going after his waist or his legs, but they'll figure it out. But I think the Bills defense can stop him. So let's do this. Let's jump into some of the callers just because I've got some more notes and I can jump back to it if I need to. But we're about 10 minutes in, so that's a pretty decent amount of time for a monologue. All of you that are in the comments section, don't be afraid to jump in. Don't be afraid to click that link. If you've got a take, if you've got a prediction, if you've got whatever you want, if you've got something you just want to talk to me about, if you want to jump online and just be like, yo, I was online with Joe. That's what this is about. So click that link, jump in. But we're going to go to we might as well keep the streak rolling and go to the first guy we go to every week, which is my guy all the way from the UK, Dave Thorpe. How you doing tonight, brother?
Hey, Joe. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Morning.
How was Monday or Tuesday? Monday. How's Monday treating you?
Well, we're only an hour and 10 minutes in, so it's not too bad so far. Sleep and beer to start the day. What a great show.
I was wondering if you were going to join me because normally Saturday into Sunday, right, you can kind of sleep in or do your thing or however Sunday works. Tomorrow, I'm thinking you got to work. Yeah?
Yeah. It was a bit touch and go, to be honest with you. But then I watched all that trash on the games today and I thought, I've got to come on because, Jesus, if that's what we've got to face, it's us and Ravens in the AFC Championship final and then we get the revenge trio and we beat Arizona in the Super Bowl. And there you go.
Yeah, it's. I put out a tweet at one point with Rudy, I can't say his last name all of a sudden. Rudy Giuliani, there it is. Just basically him saying, "Wow!" Like rubbing his just the teams. There's a lot of bad football teams in the NFL right now. It's hard to believe the disparity. There's not a lot of parity. There's disparity in the NFL right now. But it's strange. So what? Tell me about the day. Tell me about what you saw today. Oh, did I lose him? Oh, Sex of Dave might be frozen. I'm going to come back to him. But it was interesting to me, and as soon as he unfreezes, I'll jump back to Dave, and then I'll get to the other guys that are in the chat or that are in the green room. It's when you think about what I saw today, just different teams that just weren't playing well, different teams that looked bad, teams that you would expect to play well. Like I picked the Browns to beat the Cardinals, not only because they were the home team, West Coast team traveling east. Another big part of that pick for me was the fact that the Browns are supposed to have a really good defense. And wouldn't you know it, the Cardinals go down and they score on their first five possessions. Now, the Browns did make it a game towards the end, but when you look at just the dumpster fire that was the Dolphins and the Jaguars game, obviously the Chargers couldn't do anything against the Ravens. It was just not a great day for football around the NFL. Which was super duper, just kind of weird. While we're waiting for Dave, we're going to jump in and I'm going to grab Shanester. So Shanester, if you want to jump over your phone real quick. What's up, my guy? How are you tonight? We're having some connectivity issues all over the place tonight. You there?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Awesome.
Can you mute whatever you've got going in the background, if you've got a television in the background or your computer?
Now I can hear you.
Perfect.
All right,
perfect.
Got it.
Where are you at tonight, Shane?
Columbus, Ohio, baby.
Ah, my former stomping grounds. I was in Columbus for a while for 13 years, and the guy coming up next is from Zanesville, Ohio. What part of Columbus are you in?
I'm Clintonville.
Clintonville, very cool. That's awesome. Columbus is, I would move back tomorrow if I could. Love Columbus, Ohio. What do you got for me as far as game prediction in this football game coming up tomorrow night?
Well, I think the defense is going to eat. I think we're going to have 6 sacks. Russo's probably going to get 3 sacks himself. I think we're probably going to win 40-26.
That's a good score. That 40-26. I've got them in that up like 40-50 range. Like I think they're the Titans defense, and I've got stats to back it up if I can get to them at some point in the show. I think you're on it, dude. I think the Titans are gonna have a really, really hard time. I think there's an aspect of revenge that the Buffalo Bills seem to be on, a revenge tour, as we kind of been talking about all week, and this would kind of complete that circle. But so you've given me score prediction. What do you got for a Josh Allen stat line tomorrow?
Yeah, I think he's going to probably have 375 yards, probably 3 touchdowns. I don't know if he'll rush one in. I hope he does. I'll take a fourth one, you know.
I'll take a fourth one, too. I'm not complaining. Anybody, what wide receiver are you watching in this football game? Who do you think he's throwing those balls to?
I really feel like it's I think it's Diggs' time to shine.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, pun intended.
I like it, dude. That's a great pun for me. Brother, I appreciate you jumping in. Enjoy this football game tomorrow. You're going to be watching it from Columbus, Ohio. My heart will be with you in Columbus. But are you a Buckeye fan too?
Oh, yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome, brother. Well, first of all, go Bucks. And then go Bills.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. We'll talk to you later, brother. Thanks for joining the show. That was Shane all the way over from Columbus, Ohio, my old stomping grounds. I'm going to bring Sacks to Dave back in. Dave, what happened?
I haven't got a clue. I don't know. Obviously, the laptop doesn't like Monday mornings. What can I say?
That makes sense. It probably hates Mondays just as much as all the rest of us do. Where were we at? We were talking about just the dumpster fire that was today, yeah?
Yeah, just I don't know how far you got into it, but I was just laughing at the Dolphins losing to the Jags and the Chiefs struggling to get past apparently that no good team Washington that we put away quite handily. And it's just happy days, really, to be honest with you. As much as you want to see a parity and that stuff that I want to win.
Before I jump over to and ask you for a take for the game and your score prediction and roast you about the fact that the 1 week that you refused to call a pick six, we got the pick six. What does the UK think about the NFL dumping American football trash in the UK as it pertains to the Jacksonville Jaguars? Is there a buzz when the NFL comes over there regardless?
Yeah, they seem to love it. I don't know why. Like, everybody's like, oh, let's go to London. I'm like, why do I want to go to London to watch the Finns and the frigging, whoever it was, like the Falcons and the Jets last week? I'm like, no, you're all right, thanks. If I want to watch a game, I want it to be the Bills. Like, I don't mind watching it on TV, but I'm not going to go to London, especially to watch them. If it was somebody good, maybe.
Right.
But,
yeah. Right. Yeah. So, like, even just when you think, like, that Browns and Cardinals game would have been better, right? Or even the Ravens and the Chargers game. Not that.
Yeah, I don't want to see the Browns and the Cardinals, even though the Browns look like they're trash as well, to be honest. But it's just, I don't know. Yeah. But not who they are. But it's just, I suppose that's why they get them over here, because they get more people turning up to a game like that than they do at home. So, like I send them to London.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about this football game that we've got coming up against the Tennessee Titans in Monday Night Football prime time. And by the way, I forgot to tell everybody at the top of the show, I don't know if you caught it, Buffalo Rumblings is going to do a pregame show. We're going to do a countdown to kickoff. Bruce Nolan, myself, who else? Big Newt's going to be there. I think the Circle of the Wagons dudes are going to be there. There's going to be a bunch of us kind of online 7 o'clock tomorrow. So I'm telling you, Dave, really? And I'm telling everybody else that's listening, and everybody's going to listen to this tomorrow. 7 o'clock live. Right here, YouTube, Facebook ish stuff. So yeah, this football game. What are you thinking? How is this football game going to unravel for you, Dave?
It's pretty much the same as it's been. It's going to be all season. Obviously, they're going to try and run with Henry. There's no doubt. But our last three games, we've kept him. I think it's 190 yards the last three times combined he's played us.
Yep.
So we usually do a good job of stopping Henry. So that only really leaves Tannehill in the pocket, because that's what killed us last time.
Right,
we just collapsed the pocket down, didn't keep containment, and he got away, and that was where that was basically got him out of every scrape he was in. It was Tannehill. So with our front line now, I can't see us having that same problem on the defense at all. On paper so far, we line up pretty well. I'm not really. It's weird to say, because sort of last season, every game I was like, ooh, what's going to happen this week? But like now, it's like I'm just sort of quietly calm and relaxed. And I don't think we're going to stomp everybody, but then 16-1's looking good.
Yeah, so, I don't remember who I asked. I asked somebody. I don't remember who. I don't remember if it was Fina or Spence or Sterling Furrow. I asked somebody on one of the shows. I was like, are the Bills that good? Or is everybody else that bad? I don't remember. I was thinking about this today when I'm watching these garbage football games. I'm like, when the Bills had Ryan Fitzpatrick, when the Bills had, Kelly Holcomb or JP Lossman or Trent Edwards or pick a quarterback, even Tyrod. And like, we were like, oh, we're competitive. And like, and we would play these games that were just kind of scrap fests. Did the good team fans, like the Patriots fans, just watch our games and be like, these two teams kind of suck? I mean, because that's kind of how I feel. I watched the NFL today and I'm like, and last week, and I'm like, there's just not a lot of good football here.
Yeah, I think obviously there seems to be less good football around because we are that good. I think it's a combination of both, really.
Yeah, it's wild. It's
and like, and to be fair, week six, our offense still hasn't hit stride yet. They're still stuttering a bit, which, to be fair, you don't want to be playing the best football at this time of year, but
Yeah. That's what Sterling Furrow said last night on the chop up. He said, you don't want them to hit their stride now. You want it to be midseason to end of season when that offense hits its stride. And if it does, while that defense is still peaking, then the NFL's absolutely in trouble. Then it could be us in the last game of the season. And you might be seeing if you can figure out a way to get over here from Europe in February for a parade. Well,
I've still got my flight tickets. I'm all right. It's all saved on a voucher. So I've got a free flight if it goes good. I just got to try and find a ticket somewhere.
All right, let's get to the business at hand. What do you got? Give me a game prediction. Hot take.
Okay, so Homer me 40-3.
40-3? Did you say three?
Yeah, I'm being a homer today, but it's a toss up between half the time. I'm like, oh, I'm not sure, 35-20 or 35-28. But then homer me just says, screw it, 40-3. I don't care.
40-3. And well, give me a hot take. What do you think is going to happen? So, are you going to go back to the pick six, or are you going to defensive return for a touchdown? Are you going to give me something like that, special teams touchdown, something crazy?
The way things are going, like, you could see, to be fair, like a strip sack fumble recovery going for six. A pick six 2 weeks in a row, it's possible. But I think I just can't see the defense falling apart enough for it not to go well. Like, they're on fire at the minute. It's unbelievable.
I agree. And those turnovers come in bunches. So we will absolutely see. So you've got 40-3. You've got the defense is going to stay on fire, and then
You've got at least five sack day for the defense. He's averaging four a game at the minute, I believe. So
Shane just said six, and Tannehill's getting sacked one in every 10 drops. So yeah. The recipe is right, and they should be playing from behind, which means they're going to be throwing the football a lot. So give me a Josh Allen stat line, and then I'm going to get to our next caller there, boss.
Just like, well, without wanting to sound like Josh Allen's just going to have an average day, which for him these days is sort of just over 300 yards, three touchdowns, and not, you got to figure Knox getting in on the touchdowns as he always did, maybe one to Steph, and then, I don't know, maybe receiving touchdown to Moss. So,
yep, I like it. You're frozen on me again. So I'm gonna knock you off, Dave, just before I lose your audio again. But brother, as always, it's always a pleasure talking to you and having you stay up late to catch the show. I'm gonna be live tomorrow for the Overreaction post game show. So if you're full of energy, you know, come on and hang out with me. So that would be totally.
If you win, I guarantee I'll be there. Can't promise what state I'll be in, but I'll be there.
Sounds good, brother. Will you enjoy this football game? I'll talk to you tomorrow. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. That's awesome. The next guy I got coming up, my guy from Zanesville, Ohio, or right outside of Zanesville, Richard Rush. Richard Rush, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm peachy keen, bro. Today was great for me. I said it. I'm a fat guy at the buffet. Like, I got to watch all the football today, and then I get to watch my Buffalo Bills tomorrow while the world watches. It's on a game that we should win. I'm doing great. And this three-quart bourbon is going down pretty smooth, so I'm good.
Could have been a little bit better football today, but a couple games wasn't bad. A
couple games weren't too bad. Yeah, I can't necessarily complain, but they weren't all great. But like I said, I think we talked about it. So what are you looking forward to in this football game against the Titans?
I'm looking forward to the defense getting some redemption for what they did to them last year. Yeah, our defense is amazing. It's just people say back to 2019, but man, they've evolved way past that. That offensive, the defensive line's just both rookies playing good.
Yep. Get Matt Milano back. The whole team is pretty much entirely healthy. So I have the injury report from yesterday. However, I just didn't get a chance to get it. It's funny because I always prepare a bunch of notes for the show just in case nobody jumps in the green room. And it's like, okay, if I got to talk and like fill time, I got like stuff to fill time. And then everybody jumps in the green room and I have no time to fill time. Or I don't have any need for all my notes. But the one time I don't prepare is one time it'll be a ghost town and nobody will show up. So give me a game prediction, hot take game prediction for this one.
My hot take, I think that Devin Singletary is going to have more rushing yards than Henry.
Wow, that is a hot take. That would be pretty impressive to see. And then what do you got for a score prediction?
My score prediction is 47-17.
See, that's where I'm at. I said 50 burger the other night. Were you in the chat when I said 50 burger, right?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, I'm thinking 50 burger on this football team. Josh Allen stat line to get us to 47?
I think he's going to have right around 400 yards, three touchdowns, one rushing.
Yeah,
I think both running backs is going to get a rushing touchdown, and we can add in a couple field goals just because.
Yeah, you've got we're at a point where even if the Bills are up big on a football team, they don't stop throwing the football. So you get no. it'll be interesting to see if the Bills do revert more towards a run game, just because they've been more effective running the ball. But I agree with you. But Richard, I'm going to get to some other guys. That's Richard Rush, my guy, who is he's a friend. I'll call you a friend at this point. We've met, we've hung out, we've ate chicken wings at Bar Bill. You went Absolutely. To a football game and sat in my seats at the stadium. So. Brother, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate just you always being around and having my back and the interaction. I just want you to know I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you too.
Yeah, dude. Enjoy this football game. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Awesome. Ethan Tweedy is up next. I think this is the first time we've met, dude. What's up?
What's up? I know I've been trying to get home a lot of times when you have this show, I'm still coming home from work.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
So where are you at, bro?
I'm up in Watertown, New York, above Syracuse. Wow.
Where the snow is.
Exactly.
They always accuse Buffalo of getting the snow. But for everybody that is listening to me now live and the thousands of you that are going to listen to this like on Monday before this game, whatever snow Buffalo gets, X2 times 2, that's Watertown. Watertown pounded with snow. So yeah, has it snowed there yet this year? Are you guys still been?
No, thankfully it hasn't got that cold yet.
Yeah, that's cool. So, what did you think of today's football games? You consume any football today, or are you working?
Oh yeah, I was just like you. I was fat kid at a buffet watching all these games. There was a lot of good games, but there was some interesting games. That Patriots and Cowboys game, man, that was crazy. I'm still recovering from Richard's hot take there a minute ago. That was scorching hot.
Devin Singletary having more yards than Derrick Henry. Yeah, well, yeah. If that happens, yeah, we might be streaking in my neighborhood. So, what do you got for a hot take or a game prediction in this one? What are you looking for?
Looking for our defense to, as some others have said, our defense to be able to step up and put a hurting on them. I mean, last year, everybody's talking about we got embarrassed. We did get embarrassed by them last year. But to be honest, anytime you have Josh Norman as CB1, that's cause for concern.
Agreed. Agreed.
I mean, Josh was playing with injury. Tremaine was playing with injury. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. So I think Milano didn't play in that game, right?
Nope. Yeah, that was. They picked us apart.
Yep. My, how the turns tied, as they like to say.
Yep. I'm looking forward. I think the Bills are going to dominate both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. Outside of some special game plan that maybe Vrabel cooks up and a matchup situation that maybe we're not looking forward to or looking for, I agree with you. I think this is – I don't want to say it's a walk in the park. Obviously, we have to play the football game. But I'm looking for the Bills to dominate in this game as well. Score prediction for me.
43-20, Buffalo.
That's a good score. I like that score. I think there's going to be a lot of 40s tonight in this show. And then Josh Allen's stat line.
I'm going to say 400 yards, four touchdowns in the air and one on the ground.
Very good. Ethan, you're always in the comments section. You're a big part of what helps us as content creators do our thing. So I just want you to know that on behalf of me and all the Rumblings guys, the Fanatics guys, the Cold Front guys, like all of us, like the Built in Buffalo guys, as well as the Cover One guys. I mean, we see you everywhere. I appreciate you. And Twitter. You're also on Twitter. So I just want you to know that we appreciate you. So yeah, dude, it was cool to finally meet you. So, and we'll have to get you to a football game and maybe grab a beer or something like that. But
I was at the Washington game, but didn't get a chance to meet up with anybody.
Yeah. That's what's hard is like when you're getting in, like, I don't know if you tailgated, but if you got in late, then you have to leave immediately. Cause you gotta get home. It's somewhat of that can be frustrating for sure. But, you enjoy this football game tomorrow and, don't be a stranger. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
Awesome. Go Bills.
All right. Go Bills.
Later, brother. I got to get to this guy. So I'm going to jump Brian Vanzlyke ahead a little bit because he's been sitting here staring at me in this mask.
What? Somehow you know it's me.
You've been sitting here 20 minutes. You've been staring at me in this mask.
I've been trying to figure out how to like put this straw thing to my face. I'm like, how the hell these guys do this thing? This is awesome. You know what? This is, I feel like the Titans right now. I feel like the Titans right now. Bills Mafia took over Nashville. You're talking about your whole family is all in Nashville. All my friends are in Nashville. Thursday morning, Friday morning, they're all like, Brian, why are you in Nashville? Everybody is in Nashville. Everybody. And I'm just like, I'm not in Nashville. And I now I feel left out. Now I feel like, oh, what the hell? You know, Joe, right? I feel so left out. I'm like, I'm here in South Florida.
Imagine all the feelings that you have and everybody screaming at you as they are and then having flights and having a hotel room already booked on Thursday that you cancel on Friday, or I should say rescheduled both of them. And like as I'm doing it and calling Delta and calling Embassy Suites, I'm just like, I can't believe I'm doing this right now. I cannot believe I'm doing this right now. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
No, people are like, we're high-fiving Andre Reed right now. Like me and Andre Reed are high-fiving. Our hands are connecting. And I'm like, I'm touching their picture digitally on my screen. Like
double okay. tap.
Damn
double
it.
Tap. Double tap.
I'm over here harding it two times. Harding it.
For those of you that can't see right now, Brian Vanzlyke from the Breaking Tables podcast is wearing a skull mask with a moving jaw. And
no, this is my real face. Thank you. I identify as a skeleton.
Oh, here we go. That's amazing. And the last time you were on the show, you accurately, boldly predicted that the Buffalo Bills would beat the Miami Dolphins, and you were quite sauced. I don't know how they say it nowadays. That the Bills would beat the Miami Dolphins 35-0, at which I laughed loudly. So give me a bold prediction for this football game, bro.
Okay, well, listen. Titans have 37 million people on IR right now. Like they have like everybody, including their coaching staff, is in injury reserve. They should not be on the field right now. They shouldn't like they're like, holy shit, the Bills are playing. Everybody is healthy for the Bills. We're not, you know what? Here. And there's like how many people can fit in the stadium? 63,000 or somebody?
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. There are 63,000 Buffalo Bills fans in Nashville right now. We are not playing. We're not showing up. Here's our flag. I'm sorry. We're not playing the Buffalo Bills this week. I would just automatically give up. Bold statement. You want a bold statement? 42-0 before Mitch Trubisky starts.
42-0 before Trubisky takes the field. And I my guess is, even though you're pounding a Miller Lite, which I can appreciate, last name being Miller, I'm guessing this is a somewhat sober take that you're giving me right now, 42-0.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He's winking. Yeah, 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 yeah. This is absolutely incredible, dude. I'm loving it. No,
40. Listen, they're going to be so tired. And the object is you got a banged up team. The Titans are so banged up. The Bills, they're coming in completely healthy, coming off a fresh victory against the Chiefs. They made a statement to the NFL, and Titans, they're thinking last year, oh, we beat them last year. What can we do this year?
They're not
going to do anything. They're not going to do anything because they're so beat up against a fresh Buffalo Bills team. Like the first quarter, they're going to compete.
Yep.
Second, third, fourth, it's just you're going to see a separation, and that's why we have the best differential in the NFL is you're going to see that after the second quarter. That's it. It's game over. It's like, and we go to a bye.
We
still play all these other teams.
And then we go to a bye. That's right. So give me a Josh Allen stat line prediction.
Josh Allen stat line. This is his first 400-yard game. This is his first 400-yard game. Doesn't matter how many completions, but he's got something to prove because he's pissed off. We're going to do our trifecta on revenge games.
Yep.
And this is going to be his staple going, we got a bye after this. I'm going to lay it on the field. I'm going to throw, like you saw what he was doing in the rain in Kansas City.
That's right.
Now it's going to be perfect weather.
It's going to be a perfect night. It's going to be an absolutely perfect night. Before I let you go, Richard Rush, who is just on, says that mask needs the Bills logo on the forehead. So next time you come on, dude, it's Halloween month, right? It's October. Next week there won't That's be right. a time to shine because obviously there's no game next week. But when you come back 2 weeks, so this is me telling you, I want to see a charging buffalo on the forehead of that mask. It would be stinking elite, brother. You enjoy this football game. I wish I was there with you because you and I are two people that haven't met yet either. So
no, I know.
Are you going to the Tampa game maybe?
We're doing the we're hosting the Bills Mafia Invasion. It's a boat parade on December 11th. Joe, when are you coming down?
I'm not sure when my flights are. So I
got you need to come down that Saturday at 10 o'clock from 10 o'clock to like 4 o'clock. We're having a huge Bills Mafia. All right, no more math. Sorry, guys. Oh, shit. Sorry about that. So I think 10 o'clock on, we're doing a huge Bills Mafia Invasion, which is a boat parade. And then we're just going to go party with the local Bills backers guy. So you got to come down. Well, we're a huge boat parade. Look it up.
Nice. Awesome. Well, brother, you enjoy this football game. I will be down there for the Tampa game. I'll hit my DMs as far as that goes on that boat parade and just what's not. And I'll check my flights and figure out when the heck I'm coming in. Cause I'm actually not sure when I'm coming in yet. I know the flights are booked. I just don't remember when. I don't remember what day I'm coming in, what time I'm flying in, but yeah, give me information about that. And anybody that's listening to this, same thing. Yes. If you're going to be in Tampa, let us know. But
you need to do that. We're going to throw dildos on Tom Brady's house from a boat parade. Just imagine, like, just
how do you know which house is his? How do you know which house is his?
Because he lives right on the Intercoastal.
But there's a lot of houses.
Tampa Neal. I know, but Tampa Neal already planned this out. Come on. It's a thing. Just, you know what? Just be cool about it. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Unbelievable. Amazing, brother. You enjoy this football game. I hope everything that you said comes true. Well, you said 42 to nothing.
I feel bad for the Titans. Like, they're gonna end the rest of the year like, fuck it, I'm not playing anymore. Not only are we like beat up, but we're just beat up in our own house. The whole like three fans, and they're like they're family members. Even the other family members of the Titans are Bills fans.
That's awesome.
Like, no, I'm a Bills fan today. Sorry, guys. Good luck.
Enjoy this football game, dude. Appreciate you. I'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Later, bro. So I'm a big fan of Brian, and I think Brian, as much as everybody calls me the voice, I think Brian's got a great radio voice. So just throwing that out there. So if you guys are looking for more content, good content, Breaking Tables podcast, Brian Van's like, he's the man. He's a good dude. So next up is someone who was new to the show a couple weeks ago, Nautica Hears. Nautica, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's been a fun show so far. This has been interesting.
Awesome.
Bills fans drinking all day long with no football game. Normally they're riled up after the football game, but they're even more riled up with like no football, right? So I think there's a measure of people don't drink a whole lot during the game, right? And then after the game they start drinking, and now today they've been drinking all day. So yeah, but what are you looking forward to in this football game on in prime time?
I watched the game last year, and I was so mad because we just lost the Chiefs, and I was okay. Usually don't lose back-to-back games. It's not like I saw my family at the thing. And then we get, like, murdered on, like, national television by the Titans. But I can't stand the Titans. I don't like Mike Vrabel. I don't like Taylor Lewan. I, like, don't like the whole team.
Vrabel's got a very punchable face, doesn't he? Very punchable face.
He tries to be Bill Belichick without being Bill Belichick.
I like it. He's obnoxious. That's super, super good. So what are you going to be watching for in this football game?
I just think Josh is going to go off. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why. Their defense isn't great. I don't really, like, their defense is not, like, great. They're, like, middle of the pack.
Their defense is not great. If you want to hang on for a second, I can give you some information, some stats. So the Buffalo Bills defense is number one in yards per game. The Buffalo Bills defense is number one in passing yards against per game. They're number three in rushing yards against per game. And they're number one in points per game against. They're the number one scoring defense.
Number one in turnovers?
Turnover differential. The Titans defense is 22nd in yards against per game. They're 22nd in passing yards against per game, 17th in rushing yards against per game, and they're 23rd in points against per game. They are not a good defense at all. And oh, by the way, the Buffalo Bills offense is really good. And they haven't even hit their, as we've talked about already, they haven't even hit their stride yet. The Bills defense or the Bills offense is good.
Absolutely not.
And if and they find watching, themselves.
Yeah. I was watching, you know, Rico from Bo.
Oh, yeah. Rico's awesome. Rico's the man.
He was on some like Titans show. Mm-hmm. And they were acting like the Titans offense is something like amazing. Like, oh, watch out for Josh Reynolds or some other random fourth like receiver. And it's like, who are you going to guard for our team? We have like four or five of amazing receivers. Like, pick one to guard. One of them is going to be open. It's just like
ridiculous. Yeah, we can play that person for person game all day. Josh Reynolds. What about Jake Kumerow? Right. I mean, who has even really had an opportunity yet this year? And Bills Mafia was crazy excited about him coming out of preseason. So you've got the Bills playing well in this football game. Do you have a hot take coming out of this game?
Greg Rousseau gets three sacks.
Three sacks for Groot. I like it.
Chandler
it a lot.
Chandler Jones ate Tannehill's lunch. About one.
Let me say that again. Chandler Jones what?
Ate like Tannehill's lunch. So they played the Cardinals.
Yes.
So
yes.
I can just see it being a repeat of that.
Yeah, I think that defensive line is going to do very, very well, and Groot could very well be the benefactor of that. Game prediction as far as score prediction.
I'm going to go the reverse of last year's game. I'm going to go 42-16 Bills.
42-16 Bills. I like it. And a Josh Allen stat line.
400 yards, four touchdowns. I think Diggs gets at least two of them. I think Diggs goes off.
This might be the Stephon Diggs game, right? A lot of people are calling for it, that this might be the Stephon Diggs game. I love all these Josh Allen stat line predictions because Josh Allen is my quarterback. I have four fantasy teams, and Josh is my quarterback in three of them. So I love it. Every single time, everybody's like 400 yards. I'm like, yes, 400 yards is amazing. That's great. Well, Nautica, I appreciate you being a part of the show. I appreciate you jumping in with us. And don't ever be a stranger. Be around all the time. So you're freaking awesome. But you enjoy this game tomorrow. And we'll talk in 2 weeks, live at least. But we'll probably talk at some point on one of the shows before that because I know you're in the chat all the time. So appreciate you. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Have a wonderful evening. That was Nautica. Nautica's awesome. I appreciate her, and I appreciate all of you guys. I got one more person in the queue right now, so if you want to jump in, we got a couple minutes left. It's Diplex Sleet 503. What's up, my guy?
Yo, what's going on, Joe?
So where are you calling? Now, you're not really calling. Where are you connecting from?
I'm on the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
The Eastern Shore of Maryland. So you're near Baltimore.
Other side of the bridge.
Other side of the bridge. Well, I don't know what that means. What does that mean, other side of the bridge?
You ever heard of Ocean City, Maryland?
Yes.
I live 20 minutes away from there.
Gotcha. So how far are you? How far would you be from Baltimore?
About an hour and a half.
Gotcha. So you're away. So when you say other side of the bridge, it's a truck. It's like it's a distance.
Yeah, it's not too bad, though. We don't have a whole lot going over here at the shore. So like if I want to go to a concert or something, I typically have to go to like Baltimore or Philly. So
Very cool. How far are you from Philly?
Like 2.5 hours. But
what's the nearest big city from you? I'm just trying to get a feel regionally where you are.
I guess probably Baltimore would be it.
Really? So you're a decent amount of time away from every major metroplex.
Yeah. Like if you look at the map, there's like the little L shape where Maryland and Delaware are. I'm like right kind of like 45 minutes south of the L.
No, that's pretty cool. Well, awesome. Well, welcome into the show. First time, right? This is the first time you've done with me. Very cool. What did you think of the football game today? What's that?
I didn't get to watch many of them. I did get to watch the finish of the Patriots Cowboys game, which that was pretty good to see the Patriots lose. But I didn't get to watch too much today. I typically work Sundays, so I don't get to catch too many games, but.
I work Sundays as well, so I feel your pain, bro. I work Sundays usually. I'm at work at about 7 o'clock in the morning, and then I get out around 1:15, 1:30. So it can be a challenge, that's for sure. So I totally get you. So what are you looking forward to in this football game against the Titans?
Obviously, revenge. It kind of felt sore coming off that loss last year, especially when the game got rescheduled like two or three different times.
Mm-hmm.
We felt ill-prepared going into that just because we didn't know when we were going to play and all the other crazy crap happened with Tennessee. But, overall, it's been brought up all week. I actually didn't know it until it got brought up this week that we held Derrick Henry under 100 yards.
Yep. 57, I think, was the number.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is absolutely insane. I'll be honest with you, bro. I don't know that I see them doing that again. I think Derek is probably going to get his yards. We'll see. It just, as much as you're going to sell out to the run, it's Derek Henry. I mean, he's not on pace to get 2,000 yards right now like he did last season. You just got to respect the dude, right? You got to respect the talent. The talent is there. The kid.
And that's one thing, too, because he had over 370 touches last year, and he's still having a really good year, which is kind of surprising because typically that's that magic number for running backs.
Yeah, I think he's at 640 yards for the season. So, yep, I had that right. 640, averaging 4.5 yards per carry, 7 touchdowns. He's at a long run of 60 yards. Yeah, for sure. And I think what's surprising, and I said this earlier, is he's got 14 receptions already, which is crazy by week 5. Last year he had 19 the whole season, 18 the year before that, 15 the year before that.
So
the
fact that you didn't see too many of balls thrown his way last year. I didn't really realize that.
Yeah, they're scheming him for the run, which is a little bit strange. So when you look at this football game, what are you looking for as far as what are you going to be watching?
I think it's going to be a really true test of the defense. We looked really, really good against the pass against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So if we can kind of defend against both, that what really looks like a stacked Titans team.
Right.
You know, I think that'll be a good test for us to see if we can really hold it out. Obviously, I think my only real main concern is going to be our secondary, just covering Julio Jones and A.J. Brown, because I think it was you that brought it up. You said Levi Wallace covering either of those and trying to jam them at the line is not going to be a good time for him.
Well, it's about what they ask him to do. So they don't necessarily ask him to be super aggressive. Julio Jones is still going to be injured. It'll be interesting to see what we get from them from a wide receiver core, from a wide receiver team. But the Bills are – I think the Bills are going to they're going to tell them, hey, throw on us. I think that's so it's which is a weird position to be in when you consider Ryan Tannehill's not a bad quarterback. He's a game manager, but he's right a top 10 game manager, top 15. Like he's not a slouch in any sense of the word. He hasn't been since he left the Dolphins, and they've got right AJ and they've got Julio Jones to throw the football. It's weird to me that Jonnu Smith leaving that football team seems to have had the effect on it that it has. It seems like they really missed that guy. And obviously they're missing the guy. What's his name that went to who went to the Jets? The wide receiver that went to the Jets. Chris, I want to say Chris Carter. That ain't right though. Anyways, they lost the guy that went to the Jets too. It's just hard to believe that those two guys leaving, even with the addition of Julio Jones, has kind of messed with them as much as it has. But it's good. I think Derrick Henry is going to be. It's going to be interesting to see where they put him. What do you got for a game prediction as far as score wise?
I've been thinking on a week, and I really think it might be the number that I call in my head is 30-17.
30-17.
I feel like that's a good line. Realistically, I mean, you give one touchdown to Henry and maybe one touchdown to A.J. Brown or somebody else, maybe Tannehill rolling out. I don't think their defense stacks up against our offense at all. With the way our line is played, their defensive line has looked pretty weak all year. Obviously, our defensive line to their offensive this year already given up 20 sacks.
Excuse me.
20 given sacks. Up 20 sacks through in 5 games.
Yep, 20 sacks, one in every 10 dropbacks, which is crazy. That number's insane.
And especially,
and then what about a Josh?
And then you have Groot and Epinesa coming off the edges. That's going to be a problem, especially with him trying to roll out.
For sure. And then what about a Josh Allen stat line?
I think he'll score 4 touchdowns altogether, probably throw 3, run 1 in. And I hope I'm going to stick with the 400-yard trend because I'd love to see it. I also have him on my fantasy team, so I would love that. Mm-hmm. But
pretty cool. Yeah, it's a nice day when you've got Josh Allen as your quarterback in your fantasy team, especially for the last couple of years, because he's been the number one scoring quarterback for the last 2 years, and he's doing all right this year. Brother, I hope you enjoy this football game tomorrow. Don't be a stranger. Obviously, there won't be a time to shine next week, but there will be one in 2 weeks following that after the bye week. But, man, thanks so much for being a part of the show.
No problem, man. Hey, shout out Every Time I Die. New album, Radical, coming out on Friday. Buffalo Hardcore, they've been at it for 20 years. Give it a listen.
Awesome, awesome. Brother, you have a great night. Go Bills.
You too. Go Bills.
So that was awesome. That was freaking great. I love just the interaction and seeing Bills Mafia from all over the place. But I'm gonna wrap up with some quick notes as the call queue is empty, as far as I know. I got to the Titans defense and the Bills defense. I did not give you the Bills offense numbers or the Titans offense. The Bills offense is 8th in total yards. They're 9th in passing yards, 5th in rushing yards, which is incredible to me. 1st in points per game. The Titans offense is 10th in total yards, 26th in passing yards, 3rd in rushing yards, 9th in points per game, which just kind of tells you a little bit. At 26th in passing, 3rd in rushing, that if you can shut down, if you have the horses to shut down Derrick Henry and shut down that rushing game, that running game, that they're going to have a little bit of trouble passing the football, especially when you are bringing in a fully healthy football team and a fully healthy defense in the Buffalo Bills. But it's going to be very interesting just to kind of see how this football game plays out, what the Bills defense does against this team. They might just go neutral. They might just be like, you know what? We can beat the brakes off of you guys. I'm sorry. Somebody's putting fake breaking news in the chat and the comment section, and it grabbed me real quick. So grab my attention. Sorry about that. But it'll be interesting to see how the defense plays this football game. It'll be interesting to see how the offense plays this football game. Couple quick things. I mentioned a second ago that tomorrow, Monday, if you're listening to this today, if you're listening to this in podcast form, the Buffalo Rumblings crew is going to do a pregame show at 7 o'clock called the Countdown to Buffalo Rumblings Countdown to Kickoff. I'm showing the banner right now for it. It is at 7 o'clock on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Myself, Bruce Nolan, Big Newt, Anthony Marino is hoping to be there. The Circle of the Wagon guys are going to be there. A bunch of us are all going to be there as far as tomorrow, 7 o'clock. So if you're not doing anything pregame, if you don't want to listen to the, we'll just call it trash coverage from ESPN. If you want to jump in with us on the Buffalo Rumblings Countdown to Kickoff, we'd love to have you 7 p.m. It'll go from probably 7 to 8. That is tomorrow. Then immediately following this football game is going to be the overreaction post-game show. So somewhere around, right, 11:30 to 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to do it as soon as I possibly can, as soon as I can get my notes in a position where I feel like I can do this game or do the show, it's going to happen. So I know there's a lot of other post game shows. So if you don't catch me live, I totally get it. I won't be wholly offended, but if you can catch me live, obviously it's always great to have the interaction. And then the Off Tackle with John Fina show is going to happen at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, followed by the Code of Conduct at 9 o'clock. And then the Hump Day Hotline is going to happen on Wednesday, as always, at 9 p.m. with myself and your favorite co-host of mine, Jay Spence the King. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been tuned into the Time to Shine, the Bills Mafia Time to Shine on the Buffalo Rumblings Vidcast Network. As always, this is my favorite show to do. This is just a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate everybody that jumps in. It takes a lot of guts to jump in and go live on YouTube when there's obviously a whole bunch of people watching. So appreciate all the callers tonight. Everybody, enjoy this football game tomorrow. Enjoy tomorrow. And hopefully when the next time you hear my voice, it will be still or already Victory Monday rolling into Victory Tuesday. For myself, Joe Miller, Buffalo Rumblings, appreciate all you guys. And all of you lurkers that are in the comments section, 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, when we come back live, I want you guys to jump in into the green room. And I want you to come on live with me. So Don Keith, Jessica Tennis, right? All you guys. I want to see you guys. Richard Forbes, Brian Thompson, all you guys that are rolling through the comment section right now that have not, Jason Taylor, Amy G. Babe. There's a whole bunch of people in here, tons of you that I've not met yet. T. Dobbs, 2 weeks. Shane Glover. I want to see you guys jump in the green room, chat with me. Till then, till next time, enjoy this football game. I'll see you tomorrow at 7. And then I'll see you tomorrow. I did it 7, right? Yeah. Tomorrow, 7, postgame or pregame show. And then tomorrow, immediately following postgame show, overreaction postgame pod. Joe Miller, Buffalo Rumblings, Bills Mafia. Love you guys. Enjoy the game. Go Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.